It's Monday morning. Time to check on the agenda for the week ahead, and it is packed as usual. We're joined by Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on our partner station WGBH in Boston. And Charlie Herman joins us again, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Charlie, you first. What's your word or phrase for the week?
Posturing.
Posturing, okay.
A lot of posturing this week.
Callie, that's always a good one when you're talking about politics, eh? Callie Crossley, what is your word for the week?
I'm going with balance.
Oh.
Balance. It's got a lot of trying to balance competing interests.
Well, that's definitely the hope in Washington as they're trying to, I guess, balance the budget or balance the debate at least.
Or maybe I have to have good balance and good posture when it comes to a deficit.
Good posture brings good
Did
balance.
Did you hear this guy, Barack Obama, is running for president?
I think I heard that. Yeah.
I thought I'd throw that in.
He's got no chance. All right. The possibility of a government shutdown, as we see.
Again.
Yeah, yet again. Well, but before we weren't really talking about it as a possibility. Now we really are.
I think that the likelihood of a government shutdown probably won't happen. It sounds like, I mean, I hate to go out on a limb like that, but it sounds like they're coming to an agreement on a bunch of different parts of this, trying to get the government funded for this year. Keep in mind, we're 6 months into this fiscal year. They still haven't come up with a final budget. There seems to be a general consensus that we're working towards on Friday when the deadline hits. But it's hard to know because there's a lot of posturing going on. There's a lot of politics going on and deciding, you know, who's going to look best coming out of this moment.
Well, who's doing the best posture? Who's got the best posture, I should say? I mean, we've got the House Republicans. And, of course, you have Rand Paul from Wisconsin saying that we should have $4 trillion cut out of the budget, which seems like an immense amount. Is that the biggest posture you've seen?
Well, and that's an interesting thing that Paul Ryan is looking to release his budget proposal for 2012. We're still talking about 2011.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk about, well, let's get 2011 done with. Let's talk about 2012. And I think in some aspects, that's why you may get some funding done this week for this budget this year, because the talk, they really want to move to 2012. You have the president announcing this morning that he's going to run again for reelection. It's the debate is really shifting to 2012. It's almost like, let's get 2011 done with. We'll get some cuts through, maybe not as much as the Tea Party backers might like, maybe more than the Democrats would like. We'll find some sort of medium and then go forward
from
there.
As John Boehner says, pass the damn thing. Well, Callie, we are seeing, though, that a lot of American people who welcomed the cuts and maybe still do welcome the cuts to budgets aren't real happy over the specific programs that are being targeted.
I think that's exactly right. I note that Planned Parenthood is holding a rally in Washington this week. And I think it's a kind of a microcosm of what people are talking about. When you get somebody like Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown saying, wait a minute, these cuts are going too far, and specifically talking about a Planned Parenthood, which he acknowledges provides basic health care. It's always affiliated with abortion counseling and abortion services. But we're talking money for a sexually transmitted disease, pregnancy testing, cancer screenings. I mean, that's what the organization is providing for 1.4 million people. And so I think when it comes down to that and trying to balance what does it mean to make sure that those services remain for those people that need them, those basic health care services, but it still attend to the cuts that we've said that we're going to do if you're Republican. I mean, that's where the balance comes in. And I think it means something that a Scott Brown has said, listen, I voted for the cuts before, but for the overall cuts, but when we get down to specifics, we have to determine what goes too far.
That was just posturing. Well, Charlie, let me ask you, when we're talking about the debt ceiling, is that more posturing? I mean, are they in the end? I mean, they're talking about the debt ceiling because they have to raise it.
Exactly. Right now, the debt ceiling, the maximum amount of money that the government can borrow is about $14.3 trillion. And we're approaching that amount probably by maybe the end of this month in May. And so while we have discussion this week about the 2011 budget that they're trying to pass, the deadline this Friday, the 2012 budget, the sort of first salvo from the Republicans in terms of what they think the budget should be, then we're going to come up against this other deadline, this debt ceiling, and there'll be even more posturing in terms of we need more cuts, we need to have a cut, we need to change our tax system here in the country. There's going to be a lot of talk about what needs to be done, but any of those proposals won't have a short-term impact on reducing the amount of money that the government needs to spend on a daily basis. If we hit that debt ceiling and we don't extend it, the results could be pretty catastrophic in a lot of ways. I think that you'll see the government unable to pay a lot of its bills, unable to do a lot of the basic functions, and that would be really catastrophic.
All right. Well, since John mentioned it earlier, there was this little known guy with the odd name out of Illinois, Barack Obama, who
based in Chicago.
Yeah, launched his re-election campaign early this morning with his web video. It begins with us. Callie, this means, of course, that the 2012 presidential race is live and moving ahead with full steam, right?
Right, but it seems he's the only guy in the race right now. If you look on the Republican side, I mean,
hey, there's a lot of exploratory committees in there, Kelly.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the thing that has gotten everybody's attention, at least it's gotten mine, is that the number that's being floated around is $1 billion. That's what people are expecting President Barack Obama to raise this time around, which seems I can't really get my mind around that. If those are the kinds of numbers we're talking about, my goodness, what's going to happen on the other side when and if somebody's going to get in the race on the Republican side? It's going to be a lot of money thrown around, and I don't know how you can hear the issues and what folks are trying to tell us about their leadership with that much money in play.
Well,
I don't know how you balance it all.
Well, Charlie, since we're speaking about money, do you think the state of the economy is going to work for the president or against him?
I think it really depends on what happens with unemployment. I mean, we saw it go down last Friday.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. But you wonder who sort of takes that story and takes it as their own. Do the Republicans say, look, when we came into office, when we took control of the House, we started to see unemployment go down. That's because of our actions to cut deficits and to really bring in spending. Or does the Democrats does Obama say, look, this is the result of my policies. It takes time for this to happen. You know, I think when
did you see those pictures on 60 Minutes last night? People in stadiums with foreclosed mortgages trying to restructure their own mortgages.
The housing market continues to sort of sink.
Huge
and it
numbers.
Looks like we could be approaching another double dip. So you really don't know where this is going in terms of the economy. But if the economy does look better, that usually favors the incumbent because they can say, look, it's my policies that made this happen. I just think it's interesting how subtle in a way he releases this by a website instead of actually a large announcement. And I think it really sort of frames the fact that we're in the 2012 campaign right now.
But he's the internet guy, remember? He knows how to use the internet. It's Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Callie Crossley, also host of The Callie Crossley Show at our partner station, WGBH in Boston, posturing and good balance this week. Right, guys?
There you go.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.